life. And when I came to you, brothers, did I not come proclaiming to you the testimony of Elohim with lofty speech of wisdom? For I decided to know nothing among you except Yeshua HaMashiach and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, much trembling, and my speech and my message were not in possible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and the power, so that your faith might not rest in wisdom of men, but in the power of Elohim. Glory to God. As I begin to go over this and just going over it again today, you know, sometimes we allow the condition that we're in or the thing we go through determines to us, or to some people, how big God is. And, you know, if you go back to last week, Joseph was thrown in a hole because of a dream. You know, sometimes all we have is the dream God gave us to hold on to. But when we see clearly who God is, all it takes is what God shows us. And, you know, I was, as you go over this first part, when his brothers came after the famine, you know, I was reminded what God said: I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps ahead of you for the rest of your life. God knew in advance there would be 7 years of famine, but he made a way before it even got there, because God knows. But it took a willing heart, being thrown in a hole, being rejected by his family because of a dream, because of a godly dream. I'm not talking about just the dream that you dream a dream and you go a couple of hours after and you just forget about it. I'm talking about a dream that stuck with him, a dream that changed his life because he knew who God is. And he didn't get bitter. He wasn't angry. But even after he was sold to be a slave, he was put in a palace. Because every position Joseph held, God made sure he was where God wanted him. You say, well, how can you be happy being in a pit or being locked in prison and everybody's got to do what you say? Everybody's got to go through you in order to do something. Because that was the position God gave him. And he realized whatever state he was in, God had to remain God. He couldn't be God only when he was lit, when he was up. But when he first got sold and he was brought to the palace, the devil is not just going to let things take place in your life when you turn your life over to God. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a fight. And they couldn't find nothing against him, even though the king's wife tried. You know, here's a young, no doubt good-looking man, and she cast her eyes on him. And she gave him the opportunity to lie with her. But he knew it would be against what God said. And he turned it down, and it made it. Listen, when you turn sin down, it makes the devil upset. So what she done? She lied on him. And it upset the king, so he threw him in prison. But the word says, when he got there, the chief guard of the prison put Joseph in charge. And it wasn't just the prison, it was a pit. You know, it says, when a chief cupbearer and a baker had a dream, they went to Joseph. And he interpreted the dream. And each dream done exactly what the dream was by the interpretation God gave. One was restored to his position, and the other one, his head was cut off. But the one restored to his position, what Joseph told him, he said, "Only remember me." And 2 years later, see, when he was restored, he forgot about the interpretation. He forgot who got him out of that situation. He took his eyes off of the Father. He took his eyes off of God because he was restored. But see, Joseph had something that not even the pit can take away. Joseph had something that not even the king's wife could take away. He had a relationship with the Father. And as we were driving here, the Lord reminded me of something. And in my spirit, he spoke this. He said, Joseph had every right in the world as a man to blame his brothers because they sold him. Had every right. But not once did he even ask why. He just took everything that they threw at him. And he allowed God to be God. You know, I can go. You can come to my house. You can come to this church. You can go to the church up the road. You could go to the church down the road. You can go to the restaurant down the road or the restaurant up the road. Or you could go to McDonald's or Burger King looking for something wrong. And you won't be there long and you'll find it. But if you go with your mind on Yeshua, go with your mind on Elohim, our Father, our God, you won't worry about what's wrong. All you'll worry about is, I got to be where God wants me at this time. All you're worried about is, I got to be willing to speak what God says speak. I got to be willing to live in a pit if that's where I got to be to do the will of God. I got to be willing to live in a palace if that's what I got to do to be in God's will. But see, before he got to the palace, he was in a hole. He was in the palace, then he went to the pit. The pit was so bad that when Joseph dreamed, think about it. See, in the pit, they don't care how you look. They even don't care how you smell. They don't care if you take a bath or not. But in the palace, you got to be cleaned up. The Bible says Joseph had to go clean himself up to be presented before Pharaoh. And look, he had perfect opportunity numerous times to say, look at me. And look what I'm doing. Because when Pharaoh told him, he said, I had a dream. He said, I had two dreams. And there was not a musician or nobody in his palace, nobody that I know could interpret it, but I was told you can. That was an opportunity to say, for Joseph to say, look at me, look what I can do. But he said, it's not in me, but it's in God. See, you got to keep your eyes on God and you got to let God be God. We can't be the guy taking all the credit for it because all we are is servants. All Joseph was a servant of the Most High God. And he said, it's not what I know. He said, it's what God said. It's what God's going to show me. And let me tell you how important it is to be led by God's Spirit in whether you're interpreting a dream, whether you're in a prayer meeting at somebody's house, It's very important to only say what God says say at the time he says say it. Let me tell you something. I got a text yesterday. There was seed planted at the table in my house on Thursday night that I'm expecting growth because of the comment I got after the prayer meeting. Because there were, listen, when you start expecting God to move on the hearts of people, there ain't no telling who's going to come sit at your table. Because listen, that was very unexpected. But there was a, I'm telling you, she texted me, she said there was just something about what Josh said. And she grabbed a hold of it. But you see, you got to be led by the Spirit. How hard is that? Just listen and be willing to speak what he says. Be willing to speak not only what he says, but when he says it. Because God already tilled the ground. He had the ground ready for the seed to be planted. Now the seed's been planted and I'm expecting a harvest. Who gives the harvest? God. Because now he's going to water it. And he's going to cause the harvest to come forth. See, I believe that in a lot of people's lives, we forgot where we came from. Are you supposed to dwell on where you came from? No, but sometimes we kind of got to reflect back to realize where God took us from. But in Zechariah, it says, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of Yahweh, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. Listen, the devil is waiting to accuse you. He's waiting. But thank God he's got an angel standing there. Thank God he sends his spirit to help us in making right decisions. And listen, I grabbed my iPad earlier today and I started reading this, and the sad thing is there's a lot of people that needs to hear this that they're not here. Because Satan lied about them and they believed the lie and they turned them against God. You know, I made this statement at my house. Was it Thursday? I said, if our pastor, or if Pastor Josh, or me, or anybody blatantly turns against you and says all manner of evil against you, comes out against you and just says you're not no good, we don't want you, we don't need you, it gives you and I no reason to turn our back on God. Because man that we live with here on earth, not a man on earth was the one that died for our sins. Not a man here can save us. It's only by the Son. It's by Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus is our way to the Father. So we have no excuse. None whatsoever. Look, we went and talked to somebody, my wife and I. And they can't get over the fact somebody said something. Look, I go through my Bible. God says stuff about us all the time. In Jesus' word, he said stuff about me all the time. You know what he says? I can serve God. I can make it. But I have to keep God number one in my life. I can't worry about what somebody said. I can't worry about what somebody else is doing. I can't worry about where somebody else is going. I can't worry about the way they act. I got to keep my relationship with God. I got to keep myself and keep my mind focused on who God is. You know, I made this statement just the other day. said the problem in families, the problem in the world, the problem in America is people's minds has been messed up. People's minds needs to be renewed in God. You see, Joseph's mind, he kept his mind on God. No matter what the natural threw at him, he kept his mind on God. And it kept him where God wanted him. And little did his family know. Listen, at the time of the dream, all they talked about, all they worried about was, we're not bowing down to you. Even his dad said, so you telling me that your mother and your brothers are going to bow down to you? Listen, they didn't understand. God was preparing a way because of a 7-year famine in the land. God was about to put Joseph in a place that he needed to be, that that family can survive. That the country around them, the little towns and the villages can survive because God had him in a place and he didn't question who God was. He trusted God and what he said, and he stood on God's word. And listen, sometimes all we might have is a word, but don't let it go. Do not let it go. In fact, instead of letting it go, let's go back and see if we could get us another word. Because there's word that's given in Scripture that we could go a little further and we'll find something to back it up. You know, we're looking for man's approval. We're looking for man to come and say, oh, it's going to be okay. But look, I go through the word of God and he gives me a promise and I don't have to go far. And I find something in his word that backs up that promise because he done it for somebody else. I don't even know where I stopped. And Yeshua said to Satan, Yeshua, rebuke you, O Satan. Yeshua, who has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke you. Is not this a brand plucked from the fire? Now Joshua was standing before the angels, clothed in filthy garments. Quit trying to clean yourself up before you come to God. People all over the world are trying to clean. They want to go take a shower to take a bath. If you take a shower and you're clean, there's no need to take a bath. Come as you are. He was clothed with filthy garments, and the angel said to those who were standing before him, remove the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, behold, I have taken your iniquity away from you, and I will clothe you with pure vestments. My. What more do we want? How much more do we have to hear to come to a realization God is God? He done paid the price. He done took care of it. And if we'll just keep our eyes fastened on him, you might feel like there's not much. You might feel like there's a famine in the land. But God will come through for us if we just do what he says according to his word. If we stand on his promises and what he said. But we're too busy. People leave because they feel like it's okay to leave the church if there's somebody to blame. But you know what we have to come to a realization in our walk with God? When we stand before the Father, and he's our judge. See, that's not talked about enough. When we stand before God and he's our judge, I won't be able to say, well, if Brother Josh would have just shook my hand. Because some people, that's all it takes. Let somebody not shake their hand, they're not coming back. Listen, it don't matter if I shake your hand or not. It don't matter if you shake my hand or hug me or pat me on the back or what. It don't change the fact Jesus died for me. Jesus gave up everything. He became poor that I might be rich. But we lose sight of that because we got our eyes fastened on people. We got our eyes fastened on what somebody else done. Listen, you won't have to come to my house and stay there alone if you want to blame somebody. Because no doubt, out of whoever's there, somebody's going to say something that's going to offend you. Somebody's going to say something that you might not like, but it can't change who God is in your life. I was doing counseling about a week ago, and I made this statement. I said, you know, sometimes we say stuff that offends people. Well, if I offend you, I'm going to apologize. But if I go to the Word of God and read something out of the Word of God and you're offended, you just offended. You got to change your life to fit God's Word, because God's Word's not going to change to fit your life. And when you want what God has, you're willing to change your life. In other words, you're willing to stay in a pit for 2 years. You say, really? Listen, you think serving God is going to be easy when Jesus had to endure what he endured? God's going to test us. He wants to see sometimes what we're made of. How much are we going to trust him? You know, it's easy when we got a group of people to talk about how much we trust God, but what about when nobody's there? What about when it's just us? It ain't nobody looking. There ain't nobody standing around. There ain't nobody to say, well, man, I seen Tyreek. He was reading that Bible. See, that's what's going to count. It's not how many times I was sitting on a seat and I got my Bible open and somebody passes by and says, man, he's always reading his Bible. What about when I'm home alone and nobody else is there? What about when I'm driving down the road and the Spirit of God says, get some word going. Get something going that's going to help you. You know, we were on our way to Indiana with the family we had here. And we had washed in the word. They must know it by heart because we listened to it for hours. But in my spirit, the Lord said, turn that tape on. Put that CD on. You know, sometimes we think people's not paying attention. But they hear more than we think they hear. I didn't need it on for me because I could almost tell you everything on it. Somebody asked me one time after 3 hours, they said, that's the only CD you got? No, but that's the one I want to listen to. Because it's got the word in it. It's got stuff in it that talks about who God is. It tells me I can make it, I can be an overcomer. That's what you want to listen to. I don't want to listen to somebody that's been defeated all his life. See, God put Joseph right underneath Pharaoh because he was willing to be a servant of God in the pit. He was willing to do what God called him to do when he was in the pit. So God pulled him out the pit and he sent him to the palace. Thank God for a reunion. Because listen, when his dad came, when that family got together, then they understood the dream he had. But there was a lot of dreams after that. There was a lot of things happening between the dream and the reunion. And some of it, no doubt, wasn't too fun. Some of it wasn't easy. But he remembered one thing. God gave me a dream. God spoke a word to me, and I'm going to hold on to it. No matter how much it stinks down here, no matter how long I'm in this pit, God is going to be God in my life. And I'll do what he wants me to do. And when we grab a hold of it in that sense, there's no telling where God will take us. There's no telling what he'll have us do. But we got to be willing to be. He's got to be God in the pit. So we need to just take this word And in closing, y'all taping this? In closing, I just need to make an announcement. I got a text the other day. Evidently, the last time I spoke about building an ark. And I named some lumber companies. And I got a text saying, I didn't hear Star Construction. So if you're around Indiana and you need lumber, call Star Construction. He could help you. I just thought I'd throw that in. I don't want to offend nobody. So in a couple days when this is heard, I might get a phone call. Because I told him we're going to start advertising. But look, let's take God's word. You know, and I said that to say this. You know, sometimes we think, you know, what's the point in CDs? What's the point in recording this stuff? Listen, there's people all over listening to these messages. My prayer is that it changes a life. You know, it's not just for us. It's for whoever grabs a hold of it and realizes who God is and he becomes real in their life. That's all I have.